Ambassador College bringing you vitally interesting facts on topics of public concern.
If we had a fictitious computer telling us all the problems of the world and trying to put them together and make any sense of them and then tell us where we're bound from here and how's it all going to come out, you know what it would say? It would give us an overview of first, the terrible population problems I said several programs ago, then the arms race, then non-renewable energy resources, natural resources being devoured at incredible rates and not being put back in the earth. Then it would tell us about growing geopolitical and governmental instability. Then it would tell us about economic instability. How since 1973 the whole economy of the world has changed, oil embargoes, skyrocketing prices for everything, balance of payments deficits, about the unbelievable costs for even survival to nations like India that have to buy oil-based pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, fertilizer and the like, the bunker fuel to even fuel the ships to get the oil-based fertilizers over there to grow food for starving millions. And I mean the dumb computer by this time would have us about half defeated. Because out of all the programs inserted into it to tell us all the problems confronting the world today, we suddenly would become possessive of the information available to some of the great think tanks, like the Hudson Institute, or like that unbelievably awesome report by the Club of Rome. And I mean, we would just about lose hope. We would begin to say, well, then there isn't any chance of surviving the awesome problems confronting humankind, of illiteracy, of poverty, of disease, of worldwide epidemics, of the potentiality for nuclear war, of this incredible drought cycle, the cooling cycle that is depriving millions of acres of arable land for the food and the things that are needed for people every single year. Our computer, though, has left something out. It can tell us about population, pollution, arms race, governmental instability, economic instability, because that would be fed into the computer from factual data available that is happening on this earth among governments right now. But in spite of that grim picture and the fact that the computer would not be subjective, it would not be emotional, it would be factual and statistical, there would be a major program left out. And that's the program which presupposes the changing of human nature. The bottom line is the computer would say to us, as long as human nature remains the way it is, possessed of cunning, avarice, greed, jealousy, resentment, tribal and group and racial instincts, lust, vanity, ego, pomposity, summarize it all, I guess, by the desire to get for self, utter, total selfishness, and instead change human nature to be filled with gentleness, goodness, meekness, faith, patience, kindness, love, a desire to help, to give, to share, to serve. Do you know that every problem on this earth could be brought into manageable proportions and could ultimately be solved if human nature were changed? Is that too simplistic? Not really. It's the program that's really going on this earth today, if people only knew about it. There's a book that I have for you called Come Help Humanity, that shows maybe there's something you ought to be doing, too, about the change that is really needed. Because what this world needs now is hope. Prophets of doom, sundowners and doomsdayers from every field of human endeavor blow the trumpet of alarm, warning that the inhabitants of Earth are about to perish, that we're the most endangered of all species. I happen to believe that, too, but I know we're not going to perish, that there is good news beyond the bad news. And this booklet called Come Help Humanity tells you about a group of people that are striving to do something about it. It also has an encapsulized history of this program. How it began on radio clear back in 1934, Ambassador College, the Worldwide Church of God, the Plain Truth, this broadcast, the telecast, why we're doing it, what it's all about. It's called Come Help Humanity. It just asked for the Humanity booklet. It's in full color, graphically illustrated.